up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Akita Moore, series regular on a Black Lady Sketch Show. Angel Akita Tanksley, a.k.a. That Chick Angel. That Chick Angel. And I am joined by my oh-so-supportive, oh-so-sexy, oh-so-divine, with the prettiest teeth you never did see, my co-host, my husband of almost 16 years. Tell him who you are, baby.
Finally. Tank has come back. Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, you know what it is. Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast, me and my succulent. Yes.
Are you talking about me? I don't know what
it's like. I ain't done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just succulent.
Oh, thank you.
Angel's ass be assing and them titties be tittying.
Thank you.
Thighs be thighing.
Thighs be thighing.
Wife. Every week. we do this podcast. We do every single goddamn week. And we talk about a whole lot of stuff.
I know somebody in our Patreon said, come on, cacti. Because that's what you call cactuses.
Oh,
succulents.
Yeah, cacti. Yeah. Cacti.
Come on, cactus.
It might hurt you. It's a podcast we do every week. We talk about relationships. We talk about all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. Friends, family, the healthy stuff, the unhealthy stuff in relationships, marriage, parenting, fatherhood, motherhood, breastfeeding.
Come on.
Hey, a little bit of everything. And we talk about this every week. And we film it live with our Patreon. And our Patreon, we call our immediate family. They are watching us right now. They got the comments coming in. They letting us know what it is, how their weekends and everything was. Hey, you can be a part of that immediate family, that Patreon. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel. Sign up for the low of $5 a month.
Yeah. We also are joined by an amazing sponsor that we'll tell you later about in the podcast, Next Evo. We appreciate our sponsors because they help make all of this happen. They help pay for our producer who helps us put together all of these episodes, who also helps edit and put together our socials. So we ask you as our listeners who are getting to listen for free that if you hear our sponsors offer a service or a product that you've actually been kind of looking in and being interested in, give our sponsor a try. We typically have a discount code, so you're able to get it at a reduced price. Mm-hmm. And then when you all try out the product, that lets that sponsor know that they did a good collaboration with us. So we'll tell you about Next Evo later. You guys, we usually start this podcast off with one or two segments. Either we do Tanksley Pride, which is about our four boys, or we do In My Feelings. We're going to be doing In My Feelings, and I feel like In My Feelings is going to take up half of this episode because this has been the longest weekend of my life.
It was
longest. It took me 2 days to recover. I know it took you 3 days to recover, to the point that I forgot that I have not talked to you all since last week before everything.
Yeah.
So
you got some stuff to tell them that I ain't even heard yet.
Right. But I like completely there. Like I'm going to tell the story that I talked about on social media that I was going to tell about the white lady who pissed me off yesterday. But I have other things that pissed me off during the week that I completely, because I forgot.
First of all, Friday felt like 3 days ago.
That's what I'm
saying. 3 weeks ago.
Yes. I'm forgetting we haven't talked about anything that's
happened. It's been a long, my Thursday was long.
So many things have happened, you guys. And so the format that we just discussed is probably about to go halfway out the window. Me and Marcus did a little pre-production talk. So buckle up. Get ready.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like first things first in my feelings.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good. Both of us feel good about. We should talk about what we did that our audience will get to see here soon. Yes, exactly.
Dang, I forgot all about that. I was trying to find something that got on my nerves.
Oh, my goodness.
I wanted to get what's that got me in my feelings first.
I'm sure we'll figure out a way to wind that in.
Y'all. Fam. Oh, y'all. Every single last one of you. I was going to say every single last one of you. we took our photos for our tour. And these things, is Angel sent me two. They are, I love them.
Aren't they good?
They dope.
We use two of our very good friends. One is Victor Sandoval, who I met through Brescia Webb. It's one of her best friends.
Matter of fact, we might even show Patreon two of them after we
record. We definitely showing Patreon.
Patreon, y'all going to see it. The rest of y'all, you going to wait. Yeah, you let flyer come out.
We'll let y'all see Patreon. We're gonna let y'all see a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I just have to download them. But two of our friends, Victor Sandoval, and then the Uncomparable. Like, I actually really feel honored to be able to use this young man as a photographer, and that is our Joshy Gons, because I feel like one day it's gonna be like a thing to be able to say that you were photographed by Josh. Like, when I had my sister Jackie get her birthday photos by Josh, I was like, oh my God, one day this will be
like Getty Image. He can put Joshy Gons at the bottom of his thing.
That's what I feel like.
I'm going to start watermark my photos that you take of me.
Exactly. Like, this is a man who gets asked to come shoot major musical festivals. He just shot Usher, and it will look so angelic. And then you come and shoot us? I don't take that lightly.
Yeah, it's dope.
And Victor, you could tell how Victor sets us up. Victor, I hire as a creative director.
Long before I even knew Victor, I said I wanted Victor to style me for photos. Did I not say that? Long before I even knew him. I didn't even know his man's name. I didn't know him. I barely knew Brescia at the time. That's how we met Victor. I said, when I do start, and I describe the person, and it is Victor.
Yeah.
Noah's dope. First of all, both of them. Victor does everything, and seems like in fashion and everything. I feel like Victor could do anything that I do as far as mechanically. The man does everything. But both of them, him and Josh, is like having a friend like that with that. Like, Josh called me about grilling tips yesterday.
Aww.
It's like, I just got a quick question, and he told me what he was doing. I was like, oh, yeah, just do it. But that's the rapport that we have.
Yeah. And he's supposed to be taking you to go pick out golf clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dead serious about that.
No, me too. I got my glove. Uh-huh. You know, I got my white glove. I don't remember which hand it goes on. But
which hand? Josh, show me which
and
hand.
That's how I remember if I was supposed to be golfing with my left hand or right hand clubs. I can't remember which one I'm better at. But the glove will remind me. Anyway. It's just having that rapport with them. Victor, he don't call nobody for nothing, but he know he could.
Yeah.
But it's dope to, I don't know what lane Victor wants to go in. Like, I think he just does this for us because he's good at it.
I think he enjoys it. We could go into a little depth of what he does, and we'll also show it to Patreon. So Patreon, don't let me forget, I will upload it to Patreon. He puts together more than just a mood board.
The last photos I took,
which were like 2 years ago or a year
ago. Yeah, it was about a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Y'all see some I'm in like a gray sweater. Some I'm in a black suit in front of the Mustang.
It's the one where I'm smoking the cigars.
In the Cuban hat, smoking the cigar. Josh took those pictures. Victor styled me for all those pictures. Excuse me. None of that was my idea to do. Only thing I did was find the spot for the Mustang.
And let's not describe what he does. He's not just styling.
Yeah.
He's finding the locations. He's putting together the color scheme.
Yeah.
He's not only that, he's giving the essence of what he's trying to capture in the photos by also sending pictures of the type of style he feels like Marcus should give, like the certain poses.
Yeah.
Then he goes above and beyond that. And then, thank you, Alex. I was like, undermine, undersell. What is it? He puts a hyperlink to the clothing that he's suggesting that we wear so that we can just purchase
it. Right. So on the mood board, there will be a hyperlink. It's like this sweater, this shirt, these shoes. You press the button and it tells you where to get the stuff.
Yeah. Like, you just add it to your cart. So he did that for me when I did a big photo shoot. I had on a lot of African print wear. He did that. We got all the stuff together. So he literally put together the promo tour mood board and sheet in a matter of a few hours for me, then made the necessary changes that I wanted. And then came to be at the actual shoot to make
sure. Yeah, I didn't expect him to be there.
Oh, no, he wanted to be there because he wanted to make sure the photos looked the way he envisioned them. And I remember standing there with Marcus, standing beside him in our first look. And I said, can you believe that we are taking pictures for our tour?
Nah.
We had to have Victory Run to Timbuktu to get the backdrops for them. But the back, I mean, you haven't seen the photos, Victory, but them backdrops did what they needed to do. Like, no, like, it looked
like.
Oh,
you weren't there?
No, uh-uh.
Yeah. Jessica was there.
Jessica was there.
I feel like a lot was going on. I was going off an hour and a half of sleep.
I know.
God dang. But, yeah, no, the backdrops was dope.
Yeah, we
see, knowing that that's what that was and behind, I was like, that's crazy.
It looks like we're transported somewhere else.
It really does.
Jessica, our intern, was there shooting BTS, so we'll have probably some footage to show y'all. So, I mean, that's one of the things that's got us feeling good. Yeah. Did you ever figure out what has you pissed off? Yeah.
Oh, I knew exactly what it was.
Okay, go ahead. I got something pissed me off. And then we'll go back to what's got us feeling good. Actually, before you go to what's got you pissed off, let me tell you what's got us feeling good days in and days out. And that is our sponsor, Next Evo. So, you know, sometimes with certain things, you do a lot of research before you purchase, especially if it's something important. Like Marcus researches when it comes time to purchase a car. I'll do a lot of research when it comes to, you know, finding a school, especially if it's a private school for our kids to go to. Well, doing your research before you buy means you make informed choices, especially when it comes to stress and sleep products like CBD. I got into CBD about 2 years ago, looking for a way to have a de-stressor that was natural and that I could easily add to my daily routine. Well, a study by an independent lab confirms some brands contain up to 60% less CBD than what they claim on the label. But with Next Evo Naturals, you can trust that you're getting the best of the best. As the most clinically studied CBD brand on the market, Next Evo takes research to the next level. Now, Marcus, his Next Evo is for his sleep.
Yes.
This is a man who struggles to fall asleep and stay asleep. Mine, I use for stress. I ain't got no problems falling asleep. Falling asleep is, Marcus took a picture of me here recently, and I was.
I literally woke Angel up to go to bed. We was both on the couch. I said, get up.
She was getting
up, and not even 30 seconds later, Angel's sitting up, and it looks like somebody else's head is on her shoulder.
The way I collapsed over.
She collapsed over, sitting up.
So anyway, I use Next Evo for stress, okay? I carry a lot of weight on my shoulders with our business, with our children. So like I said, I want something to help me de-stress. After taking Next Evo, there is just a calm and a peace that I get. And I don't just use it when the day's over. I use it in the middle of the day because me stressing out about the things I have to do does not actually make me do the things more efficiently, more productively. It just takes up more mental load. So being able to take Next Evo, especially when I have a jam-packed day, allows me to have a calmness about my approach to everything I have to get done. Whereas in Marcus, he takes Next Evo 30 minutes before he goes to sleep to get him into a good place. He gets into a good deep sleep because let me tell you, I ain't the only one who be snoring in the house. Okay, upgrade to the CBD brand that takes quality as serious as you take your overall health. Only Next Evo uses smart CBD proven to have 30 times better absorption in the first 30 minutes and 4 times the overall absorption as other products. Next Evo does its research as demonstrated by 4 clinical trials. No other CBD brand comes close. And the one that I take, the Stress CBD Complex, has the Smart Zorb CBC and a whole plant ashwagandha, clinically proven to reduce stress up to 70% and improve concentration by 50%. In the Triple Action CBD Sleep, which Marcus takes, also has the Smart Zorb CBD to calm your mind, fast-acting melatonin to get you to sleep fast, and control-release melatonin so you sleep longer and wake up refreshed. Upgrade your CBD and go to nexevo.com/argue to get 20% off your first order of $40 or more. That's 20% off $40 or more at nextevo.com/argue.
Argue.
Okay. Tell us what's got you pissed off, baby.
Something's got me. I'm a little annoyed. So, yeah, we got this lotion. You don't really even use it no more, do you? It's just me.
Yeah, you.
Me and the kids. Uh-huh. It's really good for your skin. Feels great. However, it doesn't have an odor. And I don't like that. And I ran out. It does. It has a little bit of an odor, but not like something that's like, you know, most lotion you put on is like, smells good. And you can't buy it in the store. You have to order it. So we need to order some more. And I was like, I'm going to run out before the next shipment comes in. So I told Angel, I said, she was going to Target. Hey, when you go to Target, pick me up. Yeah, I told her what lotion to get me. And I haven't used any store-bought lotion in such a long time. When I tell you, I forgot how good the lotion that I like be smelling. I feel like a brand new person right now.
Oh.
And the reason I'm in my feelings, because it's like, why can't I feel like this with the lotion that I normally use?
Uh-huh.
I just smell great. I miss smelling. I always smell good. You think I always smell good. But this is like, it's mixed, the lotion mixed in with the cologne, mixed in with my scented man shit at manshit.com, M-A-N-S-H-Y-T.
Come on.
And I just feel like I smell godly.
Oh,
just feel, you know, before everything just smells so good. I'm like, why can't I smell like this all the time?
So does it moisturize you better or no?
I feel like it moisturizes me better than, well, actually the one that you just got me, they didn't have it when last time I was using store-bought lotion. But this one, I hate to throw shade. Why would you need a 72-hour moisturizing lotion?
Oh, well, you already know what it is.
Y'all know what it is. I don't need no 72-hour moisturizing lotion.
You're like, I'm going to wash it
off. I need 12-hour moisturizing lotion. Yeah. But I appreciate that because I do feel just as moisturized.
Okay.
But you know me. What do? Flip around. I read the back.
You see all that mess.
See, granted, the ones that we use got some stuff in it I can't pronounce, but it's less, a lot less than the store bought that I just got. And that's the only thing. It's like we put all this stuff on our bodies, in our skin, in our bodies. But this one is like, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to do some research on these words that I can't pronounce.
Yeah, that's I actually think the one that I don't really use anymore, I won't use something if it doesn't moisturize me as much as that.
Yeah,
it's got a
this one does. I was happy with I was like, oh, okay, rubbing it in this morning. I'm like, oh, this feels.
I use very high end moisturizers. Either I'm using an oil. Very rarely am I using a butter unless it's been given to me or gifted to me. That's why I don't want butter as a gift anymore because I got so many and it takes me forever to get through it. I don't like all the work that it takes for me to warm up a lot of these butters in my hand. And I'm like, I already want to be done.
Man, shit melts in your hand. I know y'all queen shit. I know.
Okay, so don't even talk about
Shut
it.
Shut up, Victory.
Hush your mouth now. so I prefer like using an oil or certain like high level moisturizers. I got real bougie with the skin on my body and I don't apologize for it.
Nor should you. You only get one skin.
I got two things that pissed me off this week. The first being, I had a red carpet event happening on Thursday. And I had a friend help style me because I was given a budget for a stylist by our network. And if you don't live in Los Angeles, you don't know how expensive an actual legitimate stylist is. The benefit of hiring a legitimate stylist is that they can pull from style houses. So what does that mean? They can pull designer clothes from a style house without paying for it. You wear it on the red carpet. Then you return it to the stylist. That includes jewelry. That's shoes. That's everything, right? It will run you a lot of money, though. And you have nothing to show for it but the pictures you took on the red carpet. And if I had known enough stylists, I possibly could have called in a favor. But for the most part, anybody that I've worked with in the past, they're not going to be able to pull for me. Because also some style houses, they need to know what the event is. And unless it's like the Grammys, the Oscars, or something major, they don't really care to loan out their clothes, right? And I'm not big enough of a name for them to be like, oh, yes, we want Angel in our clothes. So most of the stylists that I know, I would have had to pay them and then pay for the clothes. So we found this amazing outfit, Nordstrom's clearance rack. The top is a bright orange. I was like, ooh, yes, love it. The top had marks on it. So, and Nordstrom was like, we can't sell it to you. I was like, shoot.
Yeah, Nordstrom rack would have been like, here's 50% off.
I know. I was like, can you
Nordstrom's
not mark?
Like, nah, right, we'll send it back.
I was over here thinking of creative ways to cover the marks because I was like, oh,
or just add more marks. Make it look like it's supposed to be here.
And they were like, there's one more in your size in Iowa. I order it, do fast shipment. It gets in on time. I was like, praise God. The only thing was, I was like, I feel like I need a cover up. Like, you know, I need something. And the event was, it's called... FYC, for your consideration. This is when the Television Academy, these are the people who vote for the Emmys, come to watch your show, right? And so I was like, I just need like something to cover up. And we were thinking like maybe like a something with feathers, like a one of these sheer blazers that be having feathers on the cuff, right? Them things is expensive. We saw one in Nordstrom, it was like $1,500. I was like, and no. I'm like, but I'm going to find something. I'm going to tell you right now.
Why didn't they return it?
Yeah, I was afraid I would sweat, and I'm glad I didn't do that. It rained outside. I had found something at Bloomingdale's that was a feather jacket, and I was like, I'm going to come back and buy it. Somebody bought the only jacket that was there. It was a feather jacket. I spent the whole day. What day were we supposed to? Was it Friday? What day were we supposed to be with Kiara and them?
Thursday.
I was supposed to have breakfast with our friends. Ended up having to waste away the entire day searching for outfits, searching for random things because I found out the whole cast, well, I thought the whole cast was wearing dresses. And I was like, I'm going to look like I'm at a different event than them. I stressed out. I sweated. I was pissed off. I was just like, I have no more time. The event was that day. Thank the Lord. I just finally was like, it is what it is. And, oh, no, Gabrielle Dennis called me. And she was like, I just finished my fitting. And I was like, yeah, I'm trying to find some because everybody was wearing a dress. She said, oh, girl, no, I ain't wearing no dress. She said, I'm wearing pants and a blouse. She was like, it's kind of cropped. I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. She was like, yeah, you going to be straight. I was like, oh, like that helped me calm down because I was just so worried. But I ended up buying a little fur coat that ended up looking real good. It gave like Cookie Lions. I was doing BAPS plus Cookie Lions, all this stuff. But it ended up coming together. But that stress pissed me off.
And in the middle of Angel being stressed and pissed off, her dumbass husband, I'm like, relax. Because I got the events completely where she was shopping for because I knew she had orders. I'm like, oh, you good. You good for today, tomorrow? Because neither one of us will have time tomorrow on Friday because we take pictures first thing in the morning.
Yes, at 8 a.m.
So that's what I'm thinking she's looking for. So I'm like, Angel, it's okay. I can just go find something for you.
He's like, I can.
She's like, Marcus, I leave the house at 4:30. I was like,
I leave the, yes.
And? What's that got to do with price of tea in China? We shooting tomorrow. She said, finally, she said, do you understand what I'm looking for stuff for? Yeah, I do. She was like, for the event today. Oh, okay.
Oh, all right, okay. Because I'm like, why are you being so lax about this?
I'm like, you just be stressing over nothing. Angel, it's fine.
I'm like, I'm about to walk the red carpet for my show.
My dumb ass, yeah.
He's like, okay, all right, yeah. All right.
Got you.
But you did go shopping for me.
I did go shopping for the photo shoot.
For the photo shoot, and it was clutch.
Yeah, I pulled more stuff for her than I did me. I found one thing for me, and that's what I wore.
And you looked good in it.
And everything else, she had options.
Yeah, I did.
I said I didn't want to wear that color. I didn't wear the color. We ended up switching colors. But I was like, well, I couldn't find that color no way unless I went to the store that he linked, and that was the other side of town.
I'm telling you. Stressed.
And then that was all Thursday. All of that was on Thursday.
Yes. I mean, the outfit didn't come together until right before I got in the truck.
Right.
Yeah.
And then all of that happened, went to lunch. I had a lunch meeting with them. Had another meeting right after that.
Mm-hmm.
And right after that, had to go pick up the twins, did the usual Thursday stuff of tutoring, get home, exhausted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were tired.
I was extremely tired. Tired to the point I'm like, I can't do nothing. This was Thursday. Let's keep saying it. This was Thursday.
Night.
What happened?
You remembered late in the middle of the
night. I remember late in the middle of the night because it was crazy that I had not edited or uploaded.
Let us tell it. You had not edited it?
No.
Oh, wow.
So I was.
Because you spent all of Thursday doing it. Yes. You didn't do it on Wednesday.
They usually do it on Thursday. So I spent all night editing and trying to catch up on Love is Blind.
Yes, that was the other thing.
5-6 episodes, trying to catch up on, trying to edit and watch that at the same time. Because I know we taking pictures first thing in the morning. Still had to shave, groom myself, shower. It was something else. I can't remember. It's all in the vlog. Y'all see that like a month and a half from now.
I don't even know how much we vlogged. I don't think we vlogged much.
I vlogged the next day or maybe that night. I don't know. But ended up getting in bed at 4:30 a.m. Alarm clock goes off at 6 to start the day.
Then Amar gets sick.
Yeah, oh.
I drop him
Hold
off.
Hold on. Oh, yeah. No, he get. Yeah, you drop him off. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I drop him off at daycare at 7:30 so that we can do our pictures at 8.
Do our pictures at 8. We do the episode TV.
No, we don't do the episode TV.
No, we do our pictures.
Here's the thing.
Angel does the Here's the thing. I'm like, I'm about to go in the truck. Go to my truck, recline their seat, and I'm going to go to sleep until they come find me. I ain't going to let nobody know where I'm at. They're going to have to find me because I need some sleep.
Yeah, I found him.
I'm gathering my stuff. She's like, you got to go get Amar. He's got a fever. I could have cried. I wanted to cry so bad. So drove out, got him, brought him back. And mind you, I stayed up, like I said, 4:30, watching that goddamn show and editing, trying to upload Let Us Tell It. While I'm gone to get Amar, they start recording TBTB.
Yes, because Kevin and Melissa were on a tight schedule that we had pushed back because of our photo shoot.
Yeah. And I get on Patreon right with some of y'all, and I'm like, y'all don't think nobody saw me. I'm like, y'all need to wait. Because when I get there, I'm starting where I want to start. I'm starting the episode over.
But we needed an hour episode, so it was going to have to be 10 minutes without you. So that had me pissed off, not thinking I had an outfit when it turned out.
You had the outfit the whole time.
Had the full outfit the whole goddamn time. I got the shoes and everything on Thursday, shoes in the purse. The other thing that had me pissed off, I don't know if we're going to make it to our topic of the day. Yesterday, I went to 5 different Targets trying to find the Fee Noel line that dropped with Target. If you don't know who Fee Noel is, she is an amazing black designer. I've actually been looking at her stuff for quite a few years. There's a fashion influencer that I've followed for a while, and she's the one who introduced me to this woman's line, her normal line. Her stuff is absolutely gorgeous. It's flowy. The colors are bold. She does a lot of abstract, like, patterns. And I've just loved it from afar. I've never bought anything because her stuff is pretty pricey. So it's dropping at Target. I didn't even realize it. And I was, somebody tells me on Friday when it dropped. And I was like, oh, couldn't find anything online. But I was like, I live in L.A. And in this white area, people ain't buying her stuff. So let me just find it. Well, most of the Targets aren't selling her stuff here. And I did not know. So I'm going from Target to Target looking for her stuff. And I decide I'm going to take Amar with me.
Mm-hmm.
That was fine. You know what? I love my baby. I go to this one Target, and you know how some parking lots, they suggest, I don't want to say make you, because parking lots don't have law, you know, within them, right, where if the arrow goes this way, it is illegal for you, right, to go the opposite way.
A lot of people don't know that parking lots are like public private property, so.
So.
You ain't getting no ticket in no parking lot.
So the the arrow is pointing towards me, but there is a, the first spot is available. So I was like, oh, I can just back. If I pull in this aisle, I can back into the spot. This older white lady, she's pulling out of her spot on the other side. So when I pull in the aisle, I hug to the left so she has more than enough room. She, and so I'm waving her to be like, you can go, bye. And she's like, you go back, right? And I'm like,
I'll park in this aisle and right. go on and talk.
And I'm like, what I'm doing doesn't even concern you because I've given you enough room for you to drive by me. And she's like, no, like she's like not moving. You go back. So I pull further forward. So she understands I'll wipe off the whole side of your car. You keep playing with me.
Yeah, this is leased. We don't care about this truck.
So then she pulls by me. But what she does is she stops kind of like at the intersection thinking that she's either trapped me in or something. She doesn't realize I know how to drive my spaceship of a car. So I pull up a little bit for it. I crank the thing to the right to get it angled, and I pull back into the spot. She was hot as fish grease.
I bet she was.
And before she passed me, because she was mad, like, you're going the wrong way. I was like, God bless you. Have a wonderful Sunday. May God be with you. This is me, because the only reason why I didn't go, this is none of your motherfucking business, is because Amar was in the back seat, and I feel as though he would have joined me in cussing her out because he knows cuss words by because of his dad.
Lies.
I mean, we have proof. So Amar was just like looking around like, what is going on? But it kills me when people think just because you're doing something that they don't want you to do, if it doesn't concern them, why the hell are you in my business? Why?
Yeah.
That happened the one time I got tired of sitting in the traffic on Sepulveda. And I was like, I'm just going to drive up this turning lane because nobody, I wanted to make a left turn and nobody was in the turning lane. Right. And I was just like, I'm not going to wait for six more rotations of this light. I'm just going to drive up slowly to make sure nobody else gets the same idea and we end up hitting each other. And this woman yanked her car out in front of me and did the little no, no, no finger. And I wanted to be like, just because you didn't have the idea.
That annoys me so bad.
And what really pissed me off was because you have no idea what might be going on in my car.
Right.
And you just want, because you decided to follow the rules, for me to follow the rules with you. This was not none of your business.
It annoys me when you see people go out of the, like, you getting on, like, out here in California, you getting on the on-ramp to get on the interstate. And some people will ride the shoulder to pass a bunch of cars. You get those people that pull over onto the shoulder to keep them people from passing. It's like, if they want to take the risk of getting that ticket just to get five or six cars ahead of me, I don't care. Somebody tried to, it was, leaving the Twins bus stop, getting back on to the interstate, how it's two lanes.
Yeah.
But more people turn on that way. Uh-huh. So there's two lanes. This lane's getting backed up. So I dip into the left lane, or the right lane. Because it's literally two lanes right there, and it comes to, what's it called, the little light at the before you can go.
I don't know what you call
the
it.
The light. Yeah, the whatever the light is on the ramp.
Yeah.
And this BMW pulls out to keep me from getting it. It's like, you see all this shoulder? I'm just going to go around you. Now we're inching up. No, we're not even inching up, but traffic's actually moving. Now I'm literally just getting in front of you now. So now you got to wait behind me where you just let me go. I would have been on about my business.
It just irks my nerves because typically I am a rule follower, but that is the choice I'm making to follow rules. If it's not going to cost you nothing, why is it bothering you if I'm not? If it's not costing me anything. Now, if you costing me time, if you costing me inconvenience, okay then.
Right.
Or if I'm doing that to you, if I'm costing you time, inconvenience or something like that, all right, have an attitude with me, fuss me out. But that lady, she just
fuss me out.
That lady just wanted me to do what she wanted me to do. And I was like, ma'am, I'm about to put this big ass car in this parking spot so that I don't have to walk all the way from the end of the parking lot with my child. You can shut up.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
I got to pee, but then we got the big in my feelings. Like, finish what's got me feeling good. Unless you, do you have another big thing?
Well, I had an update about the dude. Some of y'all may have saw it. I told it on Let Us Tell It.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and tell him that YIP.
For y'all that didn't know, I'll just do a real quick update. Some of y'all saw it on Let Us Tell It. This is a couple months. I guess it's about a month and a half, 2 months ago at this point. This dude, I'm on my way home from dropping off. I think I just dropped off Amar. Anyway, I'm on my way home. It's in the morning, like almost 9 o'clock. And as I'm on my way home, I keep seeing this van trying to, it looks like he's trying to get in front of me and a bunch of other cars. I ain't really paying him no attention. I'm just cruising right along. And I notice every time he does try to get in front of us, like somebody in his lane ends up stopping or slowing down or turning. So he just keeps getting blocked. So eventually I see he ends up behind me because he was trying to pass me. And I'm like, I'm not about to slam on my brakes just to convenience you so you can get over it because you've been driving like an idiot. So as we're going into my neighborhood, I'm going down and I'm like, all right, he's behind. Either he lives in the neighborhood. A lot of people use one of the streets in our neighborhood as a shortcut to get around traffic. I figure that's what he's doing. So I don't speed through my neighborhood. So I'm, you know, just kind of doing, you know, going along. So right as soon as I turn off that street, he lays on his horn. So I just don't pay no attention. Pull up to the house. As I'm getting out of the truck, I see him coming. I'm like, I know this ain't this fool. So anyway, he's driving through the cul-de-sac, blaring his horn all loud and stuff, speeding through the street, blowing his horn at me. So I take off on foot. I'm trying to catch him. Then I go back in the truck. Long story short, ended up finding out where he lives. He lives in my neighborhood. And I was like, I'm not going to approach him today because my, you know, my temper was still flaring. I was like, if I see this dude, it's going to get physical. Plus, I ain't about to approach him on his property because then, you know, it's just bad on me regardless of what happens. So I said, you know, I'm just going to let time pass and, you know, I will cross paths again soon. I'm not worried about it. Lo and behold, I'm taking the Mustang out because the Mustang had been sitting for a long time, weeks. I don't know how long it had been sitting. I said, I'm just going to spin around the block real quick. So I was like, let me take the long way around. You go out of my street, it's almost like a horseshoe. If you go, we live at the top of the horseshoe. So if you go out from my house and make a right, you're just going to turn right. If you make a left, you're going to turn left. There's no reason to go in that open section because it's just houses. We don't know nobody there except I know this dude lives right there. So I'm going out on the right side, and I say, you know what, let me just take a left to make my route longer just because the car needs to run. So I'm going to make my route a little longer. So as I'm going, I hear, oh, my God, what a cool car. Oh, this car is awesome. Oh, and I turn and look. Lo and behold, it's him. I bust a U-turn so fast. I bust a U-turn so fast. Yeah, I'm talking about, I turn around and I stop. And he's just going on and on. It's him and somebody else, another guy that he's there that's at his house. Oh, cool car. He's just going on and on. I ain't said nothing to this man. I'm just letting him talk. So I said, what's your name, man? He's like, oh, I'm Robert. I was like, okay, I'm Marcus. I said, you drive that van right there, don't you? He's like, oh, yeah, that piece of crap. Yeah, I drive it every now and then. I said, I'm going to let you know right now, it's a real dangerous game to follow a man to his house. He said, huh? What are you talking about? Then I said, this second time I said, my voice is a little elevated. Said, it's a real dangerous game to follow a man to his house. At this point, the second dude looking at the car, he just like puts his head down. He goes, turns away and goes back and sits on the porch like, oh, that's him. Or, oh, he done it again. He was like, no, what are you talking about? So I explained the whole situation, let him know, you know, what it was, what he did. I was like, you know, you don't do that. Don't follow me to my house ever. I said, don't ever come past my house again. He was like, no, I don't recall that. I would remember this car. I said, I wasn't in this car. It's in my truck or whatever. He was like, oh, you live in this neighborhood? I live to the house you came to. Now I know where you live. Oh, no, I don't recall. He keeps going back to the car. You know, oh, cool car. I said, like I said, don't ever do that again. Oh, man, this car, I went on and pulled off. It felt so good.
Marcus was so happy.
Oh, I was so, just to get that fat, like, I wasn't even thinking about it no more. I said, you know what? Either I know his van, I got his license plate number. I know all of the vehicles that he has at his house. I'm going to cross paths, whether it's in a grocery store, a hardware store, I'm going to see him again. I know what he looks like because I seen him on the camera. I seen him face to face when he was driving out stupid. I'm just waiting. And no, it was worth it.
I know it would, baby.
Oh, it was so worth it.
He called me so happy.
I said, guess what?
He called me so happy.
Happy.
All right. Now to the thing that's got me feeling oh so incredible. As most of you all know, first let me start off with a little backstory. On Wednesday, we go to our showrunner's house to watch the entire season of A Black Lady Sketch Show. Me and the entire cast of season 4, along with our director and one of our co-head writers. Now, for you, y'all might not realize, when I saw the trailer, and when you all saw the trailer, y'all barely saw me in there, right? On one cut where it's like the ratio of the actual image is different, you see me twice. But on the cut that most people saw, which was on Instagram, you see me once for like 0.03 seconds, which made me remember it don't really matter how much I shot. It matters what is edited.
Right.
Right.
The end product.
Right. So I was like, let me hold my breath because I don't know what this season is going to look like for me. Right. So I was like, I'm waiting. All my friends was like, are you going to do a watch party? Are you going to do a watch party? I said, I need to see what episode 1 looked like. Because if I'm not really in episode 1, I'm not going to do a big paid watch party, like where I spend money. I might invite a couple of friends over to the house just for them to, you know, watch the first episode and
here's cheer. The show.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So I go to see and I'm like, okay, episode 1, I'm in. 2 really strong sketches. That's good. You know, there's only like 5 to 6 sketches per episode. So I'm like, cool. But first things first, I want to tell you, what had me feeling great was that at the showrunner's house, she was just talking about, one, the trailer. She had texted us this. The trailer in like 2 days had been viewed 1.6 million times, which is way up from last year. Mm-hmm. She then goes, Angel, thank you. She was like, because your supporters have been showing up. She was like, that stage crew has been showing up. I was like, they're called the Angel Winks. I was like, even though stage crew has shown, the stage wings are there, okay? There is crossover. But I was like, them angel wings, honey, they're the ones that's flapping up through here, as well as stage crew. So I already told the stage crew, thank you, actually, Here's the Thing. But like.
Depends on who you're supporting. It depends on who you're supporting.
You switch over back and forth. Yeah.
Like the game said, when I'm with my Uncle Snoop, I'm a Crip too.
I was just like, I think a lot of times, because this is true, a lot of times there is not a great crossover between an influencer and once they get on television. Mm-hmm. You don't really see the audience show up.
Right.
Just because
it's usually an actor that is influencing and not an influencer that's doing this.
And most actors don't know how to influence. Right. So that don't really count. So a lot of influencers who have been on television, their audience does not come over there. They're like, that's not why I follow you. Mm-hmm. Y'all showed up and they took notice. I said, my people don't around.
Rate it.
But then it makes it so that it's not fully monetizable. I said, now I just got to make sure they show up for the rest of the season. I said, we're going to show up for that premiere. But let me tell you, watching it for the first time, because I was with my cast and not with like my close friends, I was still screaming. I end up actually literally peeing on myself from screaming so much. I was like, oh no, not metaphorically. Seeing that season,
it's like an excited puppy just pissing all over.
That's exactly what I felt like. I said, I'm like a puppy that gets excited. Seeing the opening credits was overwhelming for me. Seeing my name pop up out of my coochie, because that's the big pink thing that flies out, was just like, wow, like this is insane. I have this has been the step that has evaded me for so long. I have shot pilots left and right. Mm-hmm. They don't really put together what the opening looks like when it's just a pilot. They are like, what does this show look like? So, like, to see it for the first time and to be the last name that shows up before creator Robin Thede just kind of was like, this is so real. This is, I've been out here hustling in LA for 17 years. I have devoted 7 years of education to this career. So to finally like see it happening, I was just like, what? And then I forgot about the music video being in the first. She had already told us this, but I forgot. Mm-hmm. Girls Trip being in the first music video. What y'all don't know is the morning that we were getting ready to shoot Girls Trip is when my niece Sharday passed away. So I was literally driving to work. I called my sister Jackie and I'm like, yo, I'm just checking to see how Sharday's doing. And she was like, you probably need to go to mom because Sharday's gone. And I'm like, what? And I'm halfway to work, right? And I'm bawling while I'm driving, trying to be able to see, right? And I'm trying to figure out what I need to do because, as you can see, I am a huge part of that music video. I sing the whole first half of the song. We've already recorded the vocals. We've already learned all the choreography. Obviously, I work with professionals, and if I just was like, I can't do it, they would have figured out something. But the type of schedule we're on, this is not like, oh, we'll just move this shoot to another day. It's either you're shooting it today or you're just not in it. So I'm trying to pull myself together in my trailer. I'm thinking I'm about to compartmentalize this and no one needs to know, but I can't even get through hair without bawling. And so my cast ends up, you know, I end up telling my cast, which I was not going to do that. I was just like, I'm here to be a professional. My personal life, I'll deal with when I leave here. I decided to stay. They took really good care of me. It was a very, very, very long day. So to see it come out as beautifully as it did, I was like, I needed to see that because it was a rough, god dang on day. I was just like, all right, we're supposed to be grinding. We're supposed to be shaking our butt. Yeah, going on a girl's trip, slept with a pilot. I'm like, I don't care about none of it. So to see how well that turned out and to see everybody's reception of the song going really well. Also, I was just like, oh, thank God, because it took forever before I was able to get home. Like, my mother ended up staying with us that night so she wouldn't have to be by herself because her and my niece Sharday were extremely close. But, like, it took me forever to even get to see her. So seeing that turned out great. Obviously, everybody has seen Manger. And then fast forward to, okay, we're going to do this watch party because I feel good about this first episode. I feel good about the whole season. But I was like, I feel good about this first episode. Me and Victory quickly put this watch party together. I was like, Victory, I need you to go to this one restaurant. See if there was this back room at this one restaurant that I really love. I had been there in that back room before when Brescia was on the show Marlon. They did a watch party back there. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, one day I'm going to throw a watch party here for a show that I'm on. Because it was just like so cute. It was perfect. And to finally actually do it, and it wasn't too expensive because that's why I was worried. I was like, I'm not spending no $3,000 on no goddamn watch party. I'm not doing it. It wasn't expensive. People showed up. There were people who didn't get invited until Friday morning.
Mm-hmm. Which is unheard of in California.
Yeah.
To show up. You got to let people act like they got so much going on. It's like, yo, you got it 3-4 weeks in advance. You ain't doing nothing.
Ain't doing a damn thing.
Oh, it pisses me off. But yeah, I ain't to let people know Friday. And they still showed up.
There was like 40 people in that room. Not only that, one of the supervising producers of the Disney show that I was on, Saturdays, she let me know early in the week, yo, your episode's coming out on Friday. I was like, oh, that's the same time as the Black Lady Sketch Show. And it so happened, the premiere of Black Lady Sketch Show was at 8, and it's only a 30-minute show. And then the premiere of my episode on Disney was at 8:30. So it was just like, oh.
Back to back.
We could do back to back. The only way to be able to watch the Saturday show is if you had Disney Channel, not Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Disney Channel. The restaurant had Disney Channel, not just Disney Channel regular. They had East and West. So if we were to miss it, we could watch it 30 minutes later. So that episode, I didn't know what it was going to look like. That episode was hysterical.
It was.
McKinley, left me a voice note, Melanie Goolsby and Greg Goolsby's daughter, and she was like, oh my God, Miss Angel, you are such a good skater. She's telling me how good I did on the show. And I was like, thank you so much. I said, actually, I had a really great stunt double who was able to do all the skate moves that were too hard for me. And then I sent her a picture of me and my double standing beside each other. Mel said, McKinley cannot wrap her mind around what you just told her.
She should have just been like, thank you. I'll show you the moves one day.
You know, I plan on posting the BTS. I'm going to send it to our intern to chop together of that whole experience. That one was crazy. But the episode was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing all the stuff that I got to do, I got to be lifted up in the air like an Avenger. Who gets to do that at a 42-year-old black woman that's over 200 pounds? Go ahead and lift me up. I'm storm up in this bitch. It was great. So, such a great experience getting to show this work to everybody, people coming out, because my friends have been on this journey with me. Like, I love my friends love me, my husband as well, loves me to death. So my losses, they feel them as well. Obviously, they don't feel them as hard as me, but they get disappointed when I get let go from shows. Mm-hmm. Especially because I am what you see is really what you get. Y'all don't get all of me, but, like, I am genuinely a person that is actually supportive mm-hmm. of my friends. It's not no fake, I'm doing it for the camera. I'm a support you.
And people can see that, like, we both very supportive of anybody surrounding us.
Yeah.
We be supporting the hell out of.
Yeah, when they win, we are genuinely excited. And their win has nothing to do with anything good happening for us.
Right.
I'm going to be just happy for you. Somebody said, Angel, did you sing Lift Me Up? I should have. And I've been like, drop me, as much as I hate that song now. So for them, too, it was kind of relief. It's just like y'all's, even like the people who have been watching us on YouTube for a very long time. It's like, finally, God dang. Because mm-hmm. y'all done seen enough videos where I'm like, they hired me. And then the next one is, they fired me. I know y'all like, is girl, is like, they ever going to
30 of them.
Yeah.
I just be like, man, Angel's career can kiss my ass.
Yeah,
like,
Marcus be getting
this
pissed
industry,
off.
I'm like, burn it. Burn it to the ground.
Yeah, no, for real, for real. And then to be able for this to be my first show, there are certain characters that you'll see that I'm super excited about. And I'll tell you all in my after shows that I'll do on Saturdays for the show. There are certain characters that I am elated about. Certain characters, I'm like, okay, cool, it's fun. The characters that I'm elated about, I feel like I got to use a lot of my comedic ability, which is not normal. Usually when I audition for stuff, it's like, I'm going to give you a little pat-tat.
Yeah, they be like, oh, tone it down because people got egos.
Yeah, and a lot of times they're just, especially when working with, and this is not to stereotype them, but a lot of times when I work on white productions, their version of comedy is like a watered down version of what I can do, which is fine as long as you pay me. Mm-hmm. I'll do whatever version you want. But with a black lady sketch show, finally got to give them, oh, let me show you. Once I got warmed up in the scenes, I was like, let's see about this. What'd you think? So what was it like for you being there? Because sometimes people, I think, forget about you have been my L.A. journey. You've been here since day one. I've mm-hmm. had journey before that. But L.A., yeah, my day one.
Outside of exhausted, a couple people's like, you look sleepy. He's like, no shit.
He was like, I am.
For me, I mean, it was good. It was definitely a good thing to see and experience. It was just like, yeah, this is well overdue. Like, well, long, long, long overdue. I was happy to see it. I was happy to be there and hear everybody cheer you on. I told Angel I had a speech prepared, but she got up and said a speech, and I was like, all right, now it just seems like I'm
no, you should
like,
have.
Yeah, now I want to speak.
You should have. I would have loved it.
I didn't expect you to jump up when you did. I thought you was going to do it after the fact.
Mm. Too loud.
Huh?
I said it would have been too loud.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, no, it was definitely good to hear. Of course, you got that thing that I hate, but I understand why people do it is, Angel is so amazing. Hey, I know.
Oh, when they tell you.
Yeah.
Do your speech now.
No.
I'd love to hear it. Marcus hit me with a couple of times. You hit me with, I was going to do a speech. You were like, and I was going to get you this one.
No,
gift.
The gift I canceled because I was like, this
what
is stupid.
What was it?
A director's chair.
Oh, no, that wasn't stupid.
With the Black Lady Sketch Show and your name on it? You have a director's chair. Where is it at?
In the garage. You would have only had to get the back. Those slide off.
Yeah, I know, but it still needs to be a separate chair in case we got the space to have both of them on display.
Listen. You know, I know what you can give me. I know what you can give me.
All right. She'll tell me what I can get her. But yeah, I was literally about to get that chair, and I was like, here goes the wings again. I got Angel. I don't know if y'all know it. Y'all probably seen him in a couple videos. I think she done it in done a sketch on it if you already posted about it.
I haven't posted it, but it will be up this month.
One of these Mother's Days, I got Angel. She said she wanted one of two things. She said she wanted an iPad. Was that the
Apple Watch?
Apple Watch and an iPad.
I don't know if I said an iPad, but it actually, to your defense, I did not come up with stuff until after you brought them wings on.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it was. Mother's Day, and I'm like, I got to get her something nice, and I was been trying to be creative. And I seen these wings. They're that thing. They're like eagle wings, but wings nonetheless. It's just wings though. But the things stand higher than this table, I think, and they're white. Mm-hmm. And especially the way they had them set up in the store. I'm like, things are beautiful. So I'm going. I'm like, yeah, they're expensive. But then there's like a little mark on them, so they knock some money off. But it was still extremely expensive. Like these things are expensive. So wrapped them up. Took them home. Was like, Happy Mother's Day. Them things are for a house that is at least 11,000 square feet on the inside with enormous vaulted ceilings. It's supposed to be
home to a house in Van Nuys.
Van Nuys, 1,100 square feet.
Y'all.
We still don't have no space to put them damn wings. But literally, when I was sitting there, I did the order, I had placed it, and I'm like, this is wings again.
No,
these are wings again. Now, this is stupid. I said, I'll come up with something. But yeah, no, the speech, I was like, oh, shoot. I was in the moment at the time. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you know, seeing you on this journey and finally getting to see you receive something that you've deserved for so long is very, it feels like it's not a finish line crossed, but it's another peak accomplished. Mm-hmm. And you know you're going to accomplish many more, but still hate this industry for making you wait so long because they don't realize the jewel that they have.
I would have been like, you're getting hit tonight. Even if you fall asleep, it's fine.
Only sleep, but goals.
That's so sweet. How was it for you, Vic? She said overwhelming. So I'm gonna bring the put it. Oh yeah, come. You look great. It's okay.
I think for me, it was like overwhelmingly good, just because like I've been a part of the journey, but it's been from afar. So like, I would always get the back news in Kentucky after the fact. So being able to see everything from the jump, and then also even reading the auditions with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so to see it happen and be surrounded by your friends like cheering, I was just like, "Ooh, it's getting misty in here. I just want to cry." But it was such a beautiful thing, and I was just like, I love everybody in this room. I love her. She's doing such a good job.
Looking at your
You know, I was just happy. Like, just seeing everything, even, like, college experience to now. I'm like, I was just like, she deserves it. But, yeah, no, I was so happy. No.
That's what people kept saying to me. It's like, Mark, you need some tissue for when you cry. And I was like,
He's like, about damn time. That's where Mark is.
Literally. I was like, why would I cry? They were like, oh, especially Quinn, oh, Shut up, Quinn. Listen,
Quinn and my girlfriend Rhonda were crying while I was twerking on the chair.
No, that was Rhonda.
Rhonda.
Rhonda was bawling during the minute. She was so mad at herself. She said, "This is the dumbest time to be crying, but I can't." I was like,
what? Rhonda's been in my corner for 12 years.
She really
has. So she's like, girl.
Couldn't stop laughing. Every time I looked over her, she wasn't just doing the tear wipe. It was like the shoulder shake. Uh-huh. Like.
And she's a woman. She said, I am going to cry. Just be prepared.
And then, I don't know, in those environments, it's easy for me to not feel the emotion that everybody else feels because I want to actually hear, and you can't hear in those rooms.
It was just like, y'all, I want y'all to see me on screen because I know y'all can't hear.
It was just seeing angels. So I was like, I was actually interested in what was going on. So I was like, I ain't about to feel nothing yet if I was going to feel something. Mm. But yeah.
Well, the last big thing has got me feeling good, and we're about to
experience. I said they was crying. That's because you was at home.
Listen, I cried beforehand. I did. I finally allowed myself when I was making that post to like promote the premiere. It was finally like, he ain't taking this away. I finally felt Denora kept asking me, is it, she's like, has it settled in as we were creeping up? And I was just like, nah. Like seeing the season and knowing, oh, shoot, I am in this season. Mm-hmm. And it was still like, now HBO could be like, we've decided to.
Because that's the type of bullshit these things be. Yes. That's what happens. They're like, you excited? Angel booked it. I'll be excited once I see the ending credits.
Yeah. So it took getting a couple of hours out to be like, okay, now allow yourself.
Yeah, no, it was supposed to drop. But then today, now, when's it supposed to air?
Listen, Black-ish, they forgot to tell me they cut me out of episode. So I'm watching the episode and see.
I was
I'm
with
not
her
there.
Watching.
I was like, I should have appeared on camera right here. Then I was like, okay, maybe I'll appear. I was like, oh, they cut me out fully.
Yeah. And Angel knows this about me, but some of her friends think I'm heartless because I don't be extremely excited when these things come about. I'm like, no, because y'all ain't here with her. if this crap goes down, y'all hear about it later. I'm here with her. So don't get in my face talking about, why ain't you? Shut up.
Listen, they have forgot to tell me that they cut me out for time because the episode was too long, but it still didn't matter. I had just promoted it. Mm-hmm. People were like, we didn't see you. And I'm like, well, I know. I look like
me
an
neither.
Idiot. Right. So the last thing that's got me feeling good before we end this episode. Today, we will be driving throughout Los Angeles because there are a total in the United States 14 billboards for a Black lady. Get you!
Yeah.
So I want to take a picture at least in front of one billboard. Because like.
Oh, yeah, that's happening.
I'm on a billboard. There are also some in New York. I'll try to let y'all know in Patreon if any of y'all are in New York City. Take a picture. Send it to your girl. So they're supposed to be up today.
Take a picture in front of it.
Yes, please. Be in
the
photo.
Do a selfie with the goddamn billboard.
So
send it on over.
Hopefully, they told us they'd be up on the 17th. So I'm praying they are up already and not they're going up tonight. I don't know when billboards do changeovers. I would think Sunday would be the smarter move.
It seemed like it. You know what? These billboards, they be quick. I've seen one of the buildings I was managing, there was a billboard right beside it. I never saw them changing that thing, but it was always different.
Yeah, I feel like they do it at night when there's least amount of traffic and the people don't really pay attention to the changeover. So they gave us the dates. They said today was the first day of the billboard. So. We're going to go and see what he takes.
There's the one at the 101 near Sat Down. Mm-hmm. It's got to be one right there.
I have all the locations.
Oh, okay. I thought we had to go looking.
No. I have all. That's how I know how many.
Oh, okay.
No, that's what I'm going to tell Patreon.
I'm like,
where
gas up the Sting, man. We going right.
Nah. We ain't got to search. I know exactly where they are. There's one, I do believe, near you. Yeah. Anyway, we were supposed to talk about a lot of other things this episode, and we never left in my feelings, which I knew we wouldn't. So for any of you all who have been on this journey rooting for me from afar, even if I've never met you before, I want you to know this moment was for the both of us. I greatly appreciate you, and I pray this is not the last moment we get to celebrate together and that this will seem like a very small but important moment.
It's gonna be many more. It's like got the head in. Now we good.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, there we good.
Oh my gosh. You want to tell the people where they can find you?
Hey, y'all
go find me.
Yeah. Go on, look in there. You gonna see me. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ain't on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus Ain't on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit, and you can go to manshyt.com and check that out. Make sure you can also see me on Tanksley TV. Go over there. We got the podcast, Let Us Tell It, and I'm uploading episodes of Tasting with Tank over there on Tanksley TV, so make sure you go over there and follow and watch the content over there. Beard and body butter, did I do that? Man Shit, M-A-N-S, yeah, scented, unscented.
He's smelling so good. Great. Uh-huh. You guys, you can there's still stuff to buy on Shop Mama Likes. We'll be doing some drops here soon. We need to call our manufacturer because she needs payment for shipping. Sorry, I had to give a little note. You can go to shopmamalikes.com, S-H-O-P, Mama spelled M-A-M-A, likes.com. You can find me at That Chick Angel Cross. Pretty much every platform. You can check out my show, A Black Lady Sketch Show, on HBO and HBO Max. Go ahead and give it a watch. We've got several other podcasts that you can listen to throughout the week. And if you haven't already, please rate and review us on Apple TV. And I said Apple TV, Apple Podcasts, Google Play. And be on the lookout. We should be dropping in at the top of next month, I do believe, soon, the first date for our tour. Mm-hmm. Is This Going to Cause an Argument tour, which will be in Los Angeles, California.
Yes.
And then we'll have other cities coming up, Houston, Lexington, Indianapolis, D.C., and Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So we hope to see you guys there.
Yeah.
And
make sure y'all get on Patreon, because you can get in here and just be a smart ass like Alex talking about Queen Shit coming 2024.
She's not being a smart ass. She's being accurate.
Might be 2023.
She's being hopeful.
It might come 2023.
So, yeah.
Watch. I'll do it in spite.
Do you think that's going to keep her from, like, she going to feel bad? Like, oh, he got it out sooner. Man. Are we doing New York? I cannot remember.
No. We're doing the surrounding area, Philadelphia. No. No. No, it's not New York. It's one of those areas that's hitting New York and...
Yeah, I don't think we're doing New York. I don't know. Also, before we let you go, please make sure you submit to be on Ask God Angel. We're actually shooting today if you're watching this on Wednesday, as well as Friday. We would love to be able to have you on the show. We're trying to get as many people crammed into the season two. You all asked for season two. So I'm going to need y'all to submit these questions. So look for the Google link for the submission form in the description of this video. If you're watching, it'll also be in the show notes of this podcast. So go on ahead. Get on Ask God Angel. We've got slots available. All right, you guys. We love you. God bless you. God keep you. Next week, we'll do a regular episode.
This was a regular episode.
I mean, segmented. Yeah. All right.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.